Okay, let's do one on Cameron, C-A-M-E-R-O-N, Beasley, B-E-A-S-L-E-Y, 831, 2000. Chief complaint is cough, congestion, headache, body ache, trouble sleeping, has had some hearing loss, dizziness, and some chest discomfort. The patient is a 23-year-old, pretty healthy young man, works on a tugboat in Galveston, Texas. He's on a week and he's off a week. He's married, does not have any children. He comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past week or two, or for the past few days. Medications, none. COVID immunization, none. Surgery, none. Medical problems, none. Family history, mom's alive, working at a restaurant. Dad died of a drug overdose. He was a heavy-duty, had heavy-duty addiction to benzodiazepines. Who's that?
A 1-year-old and a 26-year-old.
No. Benzodiazepine and pain medications. Review of system as above. Allergy, none, by the way. 148 pounds, no significant change. 100%, 98.6, 20, 99, 124 over 70. Heart pulse was of two lungs, clear, TMs are red, pushed in pharynx is red, and inflamed, let's go on vocal skin, shows no rash around mucosa with hand lesion. Number one, sinusitis. Number two, bronchitis. Next one is nausea. Next one is leg pain. Next one is arm pain. Next one is palpitation. Next one is family history stroke. Next one is, for this reason, we did a chest x-ray, which was within normal limits. Next number, we gave him Rocephin, a gram. Next one is Decadron, 8 milligram. Next one is VPAC. Next one is Medrol dose pack. Next one is Bomfit DM. Next one is lots of liquid. Next one is check his carotid to make sure he has no stenosis with family history of stroke. None was found. Next one is his echocardiogram was... cold normal. Next time is reevaluate him in 3 to 5 days, if not improved. Next time is chest x-ray findings and ultrasounds were discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic. Thank you. All right, thank you.